Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are here in your presence as your people, so that Jesus may indeed be born in us, that your word may be born in us, and bring out the fruit that you wish to see arise in us. We pray that you would accomplish your purpose in the giving and the receiving of your word. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. If we had lived in a time or in a country where slavery was an acceptable part of society and the economy, if slavery was just a matter of fact, how would we go about freeing a slave? Would we hope that new knowledge might set them free? Would we hope that hard work might set them free? From what we understand, the only option was that a slave would be purchased out of slavery. Or to use the language of the time, that they would be redeemed from slavery. And slavery is the metaphor Paul uses in Galatians to describe the human situation. In chapter 4, verse 3, as we heard Timothy read to us, we were enslaved. Enslaved to what? What are the powers that even today we might identify as holding humanity back? Maybe we would blame politics, the political systems that seem beyond our ability to control or change. Maybe we would blame the economy, this force that we seem to have to serve, that seems to have a mind of its own, and at once ruins millions of lives while lifting up a few. Maybe we would think of other places and times, the spiritual forces that sense that there are spirits and other beings and demons all around us that oppress us. Maybe we would think of just our own inability to consistently do what's right. Our fighting against our own desires, our own compulsions. Or maybe we'd name the common human experiences of sickness and death. These are the things that are the enemies of humanity. We seem to be able to do nothing about. Paul writes that we're slaves to the elemental spirits of the world. That's the translators doing their best to try and explain something that there's no real agreement about. What are the elements of the world? It seems from how Paul uses it throughout his writings that he's talking about the basic things that make up life. So maybe that is fire, earth, water, and air. Maybe that is the law amongst the Jews. Or maybe it is our own failings, our own desires that drive us. However you want to look at what the elements of the world are, Paul says that we are slaves to these elements. And what is it that was going to change humanity's position? Once again, would it be education? Would it be some sort of new knowledge that there is a loving God that would set humanity free? Would it be being better people, better laws? Would that be what set people free? No. Paul writes that what sets us free is what we are celebrating these 2 weeks of Christmas. In verse 4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem, in order to set free those who were under the law. And it wasn't enough that we would just be set free, but also that we might be made sons and daughters of God, adopted as children of God through Jesus Christ. The human dilemma in Paul's writing is fundamental. It's elemental. Humanity needs to be reborn. And that is why no amount of once we've known Jesus, just living a good life is enough. No looking at, if we look at going to church and being a good person as something that it makes us a good person, that isn't enough. We need to be reborn. That is why life needs to be a life of repentance and a life of confessing sin and self-examination. Paul has his eyes set not on a new information, not on new laws, but on new life, eternal life. And this is found throughout Galatians. He writes in chapter 3, verse 21, "If a law had been given that could make anyone alive, then righteousness would have indeed come through the law. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but everything is about the new creation." Or in chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, Paul writes of his own experience of being reborn through Jesus. "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." But is there really a new creation? Is Paul talking about a metaphor? Is this just an analogy? Is this poetic? Or does Paul mean that, to use a big word, ontologically, we change? Or to put it in other words, does Paul suggest, does Paul believe that somehow our very DNA, our very molecules are being changed? And I don't know what to do with the fact that I was baptized, I've done my best to pursue Jesus, and yet I continue to make the same old mistakes. I feel at times just as selfish, just as proud, with the same lack of self-control, the same laziness as I had when I was young. Is it just a metaphor? When Jesus was born, he was a baby. He was fully human and fully God. It seems to me that that is a message in and of itself. That these aren't just metaphors about new ideas that we need to think about or a new way of thinking or looking at things, but that God is, at a very basic level, changing the very structures of nature through Jesus Christ. The greatest enemy, the last enemy, is death. And no amount of new knowledge or nice feelings about God will undo death. But eternal life infused into this material world would be the means of transforming it into something never seen before. Eternal life infused into human nature might lead to the rebirth of each of us, a new kind of humanity, one that is able to follow God's ways right from their heart. And so Paul's framework for salvation, for being redeemed, isn't about following rules, isn't about knowing things. It's about being united to Jesus. Paul, Timothy, read for us Paul's words from the end of chapter 3. If you belong to Jesus, if you have been baptized into Jesus, if you have clothed yourself with Jesus, all of the good things that we do are meant to find their origin in this new life in Jesus. And all of the good things we do, all of the right disciplines that we carry out, coming to church and gather, are meant to unite us even closer to Jesus. All of our prayers, all of our work, everything is meant to draw us closer and closer to Jesus, so that, as Paul writes, Jesus would be the source and Jesus would be the goal of all things in heaven and on earth, and the one to whom all the praise is due. Amen.